Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will be given at that time. If you should require assistance during the call, please press the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Fabio Tayar of Indústrias Homes. Please go ahead, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Homes conference call to discuss the fourth quarter 2010 earnings results. I'd like to mention that this conference call is being webcast live. The link is on the website www.homes.com in the Investor Relations section. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual performance could differ materially from that anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. With us today are Livaldo Aguiar dos Santos, Chief Executive Officer, Sérgio Roberto Novo, Chief Financial Officer, and Luiz Cassiano Rosolém, Investor Relations Officer. Initially, Livaldo will comment on the company's fourth quarter results 2010. Afterwards, the executives will be available for a question-and-answer session. It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Livaldo.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for participating once again on our fourth quarter 2010 earnings result call. With the numbers of the fourth quarter closed, we could realize that our net income grew 41.7%. If compared with 2008, if compared with the 2009 numbers, reaching the value of 673 million reais, near to the 696 million reais that we had in 2008. Break down the 2010 net income by business unit, we can understand that the machine tools already reached the same level of activities than 2008. And for the plastic machine business, we grew 40%. The numbers are 128 million reais for 2008 and 179 million reais for 2010. This demonstrates that investment in this area, when we bought JAC for blowing plastic and the technology in blowing PET, was successful. On the other hand, the activity in the casting business has not returned to the level of 2008. We note that for the commercial and agricultural vehicles, we already reached the same level of 2008. But in energy and infrastructure sectors, we have not seen the level back in 2010. For 2011, we believe that the guidance already informed to the market last year, revenue growth between 10% and 20% is feasible. But we will depend strongly on the level of the Brazil economy's growth, and in special to the gross fixed capital formation, which is still in process of a post-crisis stabilization. Regarding the company's profitability, we believe we are in recovering process. Growing net profit from 12.8 million reais in 2009 to 69.7 million reais in 2010 shows that recovery. EBITDA margin surpassed the milestone of 100 million reais, a growth by  8.9 percentage points. We emphasize that in our business, to compete for prices is still very high, either by factors related to the global economy environment, where our competitors are looking to put their products in emerging economy, or by Brazilian contest to keep the rail strong. Operational improvement project through the Six Sigma methodology and the high level of innovation of our products, which contributed on 65% of our 2010 sales, has been essential factors in margin recovery to the pre-crisis levels and revenue growth, keeping the competitiveness of the company. In summary, we can say we are very positive for the year 2011. Now I transfer this call to Mr. Cassiano, who is going to present in details our results.
Alô?
We apologize, Cassiano.
Yes, I'm back.
Okay, please start your speech, please.
Okay, thank you, Livaldo. Well, in the slide number 3, where I would like to start, in general, the fourth quarter result was in our expectation. We believe it demonstrates the consolidation of the recovery of the demand in the period post-crisis. And 2010 was a year where the economic activity in Brazil recovered fast, which resulted in a strong recuperation of gross fixed capital formation. And also it was due to the greater credit offering through the BNDES, the PSI line for the capital goods segment. Well, in the same recovery, what we saw a lot of investments coming to Brazil, and it caused appreciation of the local currency, the real. And due to that, we have some impact in the competitiveness of our products, and due to that, also, we start to decrease the prices on our machines. I think Homi's revenue grew as a result of this strong momentum of the Brazil, and also as a result of the optimization of resources to bring new products to the market, and this generate what we believe was a good result in 2010. Moving to the page, the slide number 4, I think the industry start to show a slowdown even in the industrial GDP as well as in the gross capital formation in the third quarter of 2010, and we see that in the fourth quarter of 2010 as the same, as we have a moderate growth in October and November of production in Brazil. This reduction in the activity or in December did not impact the financial condition of our industrial environment. Most of our industrial business guys are confident. We can see that in the industrial confidence indicator, and it is a little low level that was in the beginning of the year. However, at the beginning of the year also was an exaggerated optimism in the market, and now it is in a more normal level. Well, moving to the next slide in page 5, what we see here is a huge decrease in basic metals. This was due to the strong imports of steel products. The consumption of steel products in Brazil is still very high. It was 44% higher than 2009 and 11% higher than 2008. However, the imports in this period was 154% over 2009 and 123% over 2008. And this was due, of course, for the strong real, which brings more steel products to the country and result in a low utilization of the capacity in this sector specifically. For the other hand, the automotive sector and the plastic articles and rubber sector is still very strong, is still actually in higher levels of utilization than was in 2008, which is a good sign for our industry. Moving to the slide number 6, we would like to highlight the increasing in the participation of capital goods and the services, the job shops in our sales. It comes back to a normal. These sectors, they are focused in all industrial sectors in Brazil. It shows that the all industrial sectors as a whole are growing. If we move to the slide number 7, we highlight the increased participation in the packaging segment, in the income distribution of the plastic machines. This segment is very linked to the consumption in the country. We saw in 2010 a consumption growth of approximately 6.8%, and our expectation for 2011 is still very high for this segment, since the country is expecting to grow 4.8% in 2011 in consumption, and probably will drive the sales in this business unit. Moving to the slide number 8, in 2010, the trucks and the agricultural machinery strongly demanded our casting parts. However, the wind power, which we call here energy generation, have a strong decrease compared to 2009. And most of that was for the lack of investments overseas in wind power energy. And we expect in 2011 we gradually recover these exports, as well as we strongly believe in the domestic market, which give us signs that they will be demanding these kind of parts over 2011. Moving to the slide number 9, I think the fourth quarter net revenue represents a growth of 10.2% compared with the fourth quarter 2009. In the same period, we saw a growth also compared with the third quarter of 2010. If we look year over year, the growth is 41.7%, which shows the consolidation of our industry this year, the recovery of the capital goods industry, and the performance of HOMI, which surpassed the industrial GDP and the gross fixed capital formation in the country. The revenue growth in 2010 is primarily due to the excellent performance of the industrial activity in Brazil, but also due of a lot of investments that we did in innovation, bringing new products to the market and consolidate new lines, which we bring in the year before. If we move now to the slide number 10, we still see the foreign markets walking in the side, not growing too much. Especially in Europe, where we have the main market. For 2011, we will be working hard in the synergies between HOMI Brazil and HOMI Italy. We will optimize the infrastructure around the installed capacity that we have here, and we hope increase the sales in the machinery in Europe, in plastic injection molding machines, as well as in machine tools, which we are introducing in Europe through our sales channel that we acquired from Sandretto, the machine tools also. Moving to the slide number 11, the numbers look a little bad when we compared fourth quarter 2009 with fourth quarter 2010, but the main reason for that it is because fourth quarter 2009 was influenced by the possibility of finishing the PSI program, the BNDES program for capital goods, which never happens, and was announced at that year, at the end of that year, the extension to 2010 and later to March 2011. And we believe that performance of order entry in the fourth quarter of 2010 is in line with the company normal fourth quarter usually. Going to the slide number 12, we can see an increase in productivity. If we look 2010 with 2009, we see dilution in labor, and this is due for the HOMI manufacturing model, which it is really more integrated. I just would like to highlight there is a small mistake in this slide. The metals is 10% and the domestic material and components is the 26% in 2010, the same as for 2009. We invert the data here. Moving to the slide 13, the reduction in the gross margin between fourth quarter 2010 and third quarter 2010 was due to the impact of the annual employee wages agreement, which impacts approximately 1.5 million reais. Also, due to the reduction in prices of machines, due to the appreciation of the real, for we be more competitive. And we have another impact, which it is the restructuring program that we have in Home Italy, which impact approximately 800,000 reais in the cost of goods sold this quarter. If we move to the EBIT margin, the operational margin, the same impacts went through the EBIT margins. Looking at the net income as well as the EBITDA margin and EBITDA income, we see a similar result in the net income when we compared fourth quarter 2009 with third quarter 2010. If we compare with third quarter 2010, we will see a reduction in the net income, but the main reason for that, it was a non-recurring item, which it is related to a favorable claim that we have regarding Social Security tax in Brazil. This was settled in the third quarter of 2010, and we recognize the gross amount of 8.8 million reais in our financial income, and the impact of that in the net income was 5.8 million reais, net of tax, of course. Moving to the slide 15, the agreement that we did with the wages for the employees, the annual agreement that we did for the wages of the employees impact all the divisions. In the machinery divisions, we also have the impact of the reduction in prices due to the appreciation of the real for we keep our competitiveness. We see in the plastic machines also the impact of the restructuring process in Home Italy. And in the casting business, we due to the lower sales to the market, we also see an impact of not diluting fixed costs, which negatively impacted the gross margin compared with the third quarter of 2010. In the slide number 16, we have here the HOMI cash position. We are net cash 9.3 million this end of December. The loans are more primarily due to investments in expansions that we did in the past years to keep the productivity and also to financing exports. Slide number 17 shows the performance of our stock over the last 2 years. And now I would like to invite you to the Q&A section, and we are here to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star 2. I would like to mention that today's conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors. Excuse me. Our first question comes from Mr. Augusto Ensip from Morgan Stanley.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Quick question regarding the PSI financing, and given that it's expiring in March and it's unclear yet whether it's going to be renewed, I was wondering how, if you could give us any indication as to how your order entry has been so far into the first quarter. Thank you.
Thanks for your question. As far as we know, there are a lot of movement in the way to keep the PSI program. But on the other hand, as you may know, the FINAME is still in place. It's only a question of the interest rate that is going to be valid from March or not. So we are very positive that something is going to happen, because if you consider the normal FINAME program, the interest yearly interest rate is something around 10.5%. And as you may know, the PSI today is 5.5% yearly speaking. So we are very positive that something between the 5.5 and 10.5 is going to happen. A lot of noise about something between 7 and 8%, but again, is nothing official. This is only our guess.
Right. I guess what I'm trying to see is if you are seeing if you're having a repetition of what you had in the fourth quarter of 2009, when everyone thought the program was going to end, and you had this. A big influx of orders that create an irregularity, if you think you might have something like that this quarter.
No, I'm not considering this. I think our customers thinks that the government policies is more stable nowadays, and I think that they believe that the program is going to be enforced after the March.
Yeah, Augusto.
Something more normalized.
Yeah,
Augusto, taking consideration that at that time was the first time that it was done and was supposed to finish, and anyone give any sign that it's going to finish. But after that, there is some credibility now, because they extended the program for three times offer that, and then now the market also are expecting some extension. At that time, nobody was expecting any extension of in this program.
Right, that makes sense. Thank you very much.
Excuse me. Our next question comes from Mr. Luis Valarino from Citigroup.
Yeah, hi, good morning, everyone. I have two questions. The first one is related to your Italian business. If you can elaborate a little bit more on the restructuring that you're doing, besides of course the layoffs that happened during the quarter. And the second one is if you have a formal expectation of the kind of capacity utilization that you would expect to reach, especially in the casting division for this year, for 2011. Thank you.
Thank you, Luis. It's Cassiano. In the Home Italia restructuring is a deeply restructuring, not just personal. We are restructuring by also in manufacturing. We are producing really a new machine here in Brazil, which it is the same machine that we'll be selling in Europe. Of course, some parts of these machines will be produced in Italy in our facilities where they are more competitive to do so. And we expect to start to sell these machines in the second quarter of 2011, or at least part of this machine. This program also involves the selling of machine tools. We are using our sales offices through Europe in Spain, France, UK, and Italy to be selling three lines of products that we have, machine tools products that we have in those countries. And we expect be near to the break-even of Home Italia soon. In terms of casting for 2011, there is a good expectation for we start to supply again wind power parts, not just for our customary customers abroad, but also for some new customers in Brazil. We have an auction in Brazil for clean energy, and wind power were the big winner in December 2009. We also had another one in September, and we hope start to supply the parts for these projects that happened at auction in December 2009 and September by second quarter of 2011. We already had some orders in place, but of course we expect to increase the number of orders in order for this segment be more strong in 2011 and push the recovery of the casting business in 2011.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Excuse me. Our next question comes from Mr. Augusto Insik from Morgan Stanley.
Hey, sorry, one more question regarding CapEx. Your 2010 CapEx, I think, was below your guidance. I was wondering if there were any projects that were not carried out. And secondly, what will be the primary destination of CapEx for this year? Thank you.
Thank you, Augusto. No, it was a little below our...
Hello?
I think Castellano is dropped online because he's not here in our office today. But, Augusto, again, we invest a little bit less than was our guidance last year. And this year, we are keeping the same level that we invest in 2009. This is something, 2010, sorry. This is something about the 35 million reais. The main investment that we're going to be doing this year is to do some the bottleneck that we have. So, and maintenance, this is the main true investment. And also, I don't know if you remember or not, but in 2008, we bought the update of our Oracle ERP system. We did an investment to implement this new version in 2008, 2009, 2010, and we are going to finish in this investment by 2011. So, in 2011, the three main investment is in the bottleneck maintenance and to finish this implementation of the ERP.
Got it. That's very clear. And if I may just follow up, how much of the CapEx, or how much is maintenance CapEx of the 35?
More or less 20 million, Augusto.
20 million, great. Thank you very much once again.
Thank you.
Thank you. This concludes today's question and answer session. Mr. Livaldo dos Santos, at this time you may proceed with your closing statement, sir.
Thanks again to everyone for participating in this conference, and I count on you in our next edition. Good day to all.
That does conclude our Homies fourth quarter 2010 earnings release conference call for today. Thank you very much for your participation, and have a good afternoon.